What is going on, everybody? This is Nikki G tuning in live on the Life as Nikki G Frequency Podcast, man. What is up? Today on my day off, I contemplate listening over speaking, even though I'm on a frequency podcast right now. Tuning in. Make sure you follow and subscribe. But listening is incredibly more important than speaking. I think if you had a choice between speaking and hearing, one would do you a lot more beneficial work in your life, and the other one will get you in more trouble. As you hear people more and you speak less, you start to consume and digest what they actually said instead of thinking about what you're going to say next. Thinking and hearing through the conversation with somebody will bring you a different perspective. Now, if you learn to be woke, if you learn to be a part of this global consciousness, you want to spread that, of course. That is a natural feeling of spreading that awareness. What you don't realize is that you don't know everything. You don't even know portions of the big picture. You've only known what you've been awoken to. So just be sure to listen more instead of always speaking. What is going on, guys? This is Nikki G here, tuning in live to you here on the Life is Nikki G Frequency Podcast, man. What is up? We're drawing a fine line today. A fine line between two things, very similar, yet so different. What the physical reality of truth is, and what your perception of the physical reality truth is. These are two very different things, very important things. Your outside environment plays a role in what your perception of the situation is. Now, when you're in a very stressful situation, it's hard to make the proper decision because you don't see, hear, touch, taste, everything that you need to be see, hear, touching, tasting for. Your outside environment has crept into your ability to see clearly, to see the perspective of truth. When you allow others' opinions to dictate your actions, it causes you to have a perception of the real reality that is not true. It's a false reality. I'll give you an example. At Chipotle, we're pretty busy. Chipotle is an easy job. If you were ever to come through the line and order a burrito, it's pretty simple. What kind of rice would you like? What kind of beans would you like? And what kind of meat would you like? Everybody has been trained the same way. But the question is, do most people act accordingly and in the same fashion and form that they would if the line was only two people compared to the line of 50 people all the way to the back wall? That puts stress on you to make the proper decision. Once you realize that you're stressed, you put yourself on a pedestal to make a wrong decision. So seeing the true reality, the true perception of what goes on, you need to clear your mind of any false judgments, as in you're going too slow, you're going too fast, you're too messy, you're too this, you're too that. And you really need to cut out everybody else's perception of that. Nobody else affects you. You control yourself, your world, your universe. There is no reason to see through a false perception of reality. The truth is what the truth does. And at the end of the day, if you want to see it for what it truly is, you have to be open-minded. You have to be loving. You have to be caring. You have to be willing. If you don't do any of those things, you won't be successful in realizing the true reality of situations. You will always see your side of things.
You'll never see the grand scheme of things. You'll never see a different perception of the situation. You will only see what you choose to see, which is your reality, your perception of the true reality. That's all I got for you today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Nicky G here, tuning out on the Life as Nicky G Frequency Podcast, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you subscribe. I hope you follow. And I hope you have an amazing weekend. I have a saying that everybody knows, at least most people from my generation. I believe this saying has held us down as a generation or as people in general. Specifically, I don't think for any reason, but I think that this has specifically caused some of the issues that not only I, but some of the people around me have. The statement is, fake it till you make it. I've always thought that that was the right way to go. Wishful thinking. Projection. Illumination. All of these things that I've heard to project where you want to be into the future. Fake it till you make it. But if we talk about this and really dig in, it's not what it seems. It's not what people make it to perceive as. They say it like it's a good thing. Fake it till you make it. Right? Who would ever want to do something to make it, but the whole time, the whole progress and process to get to that point, you have to not be yourself. You have to not be who you're naturally born to be because you have to fake it. You have to fake everything to get to where you want to, quote, be. Fake it till you, quote, make it. In my opinion, if I was wanting to make it in anything, anywhere, faking it is the exact opposite thing that you do to make it. Faking it doesn't allow you to be who you really want to be. I can't say, oh, I'm a police officer. I'm playing police officer. That doesn't make me a police officer. And I, even if I faked it for 10 years, it doesn't make me a police officer. Faking it till you make it is like saying I'm not going to be myself until I get to a place where I don't even know myself and I'm okay with that. Fake it till you make it. Not be yourself to the point where you get to a point where you've made it in a category that you've been faking for years. Listen, I'm not sure if this is making any type of sense. All I'm letting you know is this shit's been holding me down for years. My whole process when starting at Chipotle was fake it till you make it. Only until Chipotle taught me that this isn't something that you can fake, bruh. You can't fake being the best of the best, serving safe and delicious food in a clean and hospitable environment. You cannot. It is not a faking type deal. The deal is you are the best. You do serve that. You are a restaurateur. You do serve an excellent guest experience with safe and delicious food in a clean and organized environment with great people. You do that. So this is just a public service announcement from your boy, Nicky G. And I'm going to let you know right now, if you're faking it just to try to make it, my question for you today is, do you know where you're really trying to make it? And is that what you really want? That's it for me, man. Keep it G. Picking up where we left off at, not faking it until you make it. One of the things that Chipotle has actually taught me through our hospitality training is that the true saying of what it should be is you make it until they take it. In Chipotle terms, that means you don't leave that burrito until A, somebody, another employee has taken that and is going to oversee that, or the customer takes that burrito from your hands. You do not leave that guest just standing there, right? Makes sense in the restaurant world. Make it till they take it. I think it makes sense in life too. What sounds better? Fake it till you make it, or just make it until they take it? Nah, bro. One of them sounds distinctly better. I'll say it again. Make it till they take it, or fake it until you make it. There's two very specific things that I want to point out here. Make it until they take it. You're doing that action for someone else. You're making and creating, developing for somebody else's benefit, which works. Faking it until you make it, not only are you going the opposite way, but you're selfish as well. If you do it for others and you just continue to create until they take it from your hands, you continue to be yourself until they care. You continue to say what you need to say until they listen. You continue to fight until they feel. You make it until they take it. And you never, ever, ever fake that shit.